next speaker this morning is a former Republican member of Congress from Rhode Island. The Honorable Claudine Schneider was the first and only woman ever elected for Congress from Rhode Island. She served from 1980 to 1990. Some of her legislative accomplishments included the first appliance efficiency standards, the Demand Side Management Act, the Least Cost Utility Planning Act, and the first and only revenue-neutral Global Warming Prevention Act of 1989, which garnered 140 co-sponsors of both parties. After Congress, Claudine taught leadership at Harvard, co-founded an international energy efficiency and renewable energy company, and has worked as a consultant with any entity wishing to reduce their greenhouse gases. Last year, we were very pleased that Claudine agreed to join our board of directors. Claudine Schneider.
Thank you. I don't always go everywhere with that big purse, but I must admit, everything I ate yesterday, I lost about 20 minutes ago. So those of you who have heard me speak at the regional CCL conference or the Colorado State Conference, if I'm not up to par, I apologize, but hey, I'm excited because this is a phenomenal crowd of people, and I'm so grateful to be here. And when I say grateful, I truly mean grateful, and I am so pleased that CCL has as part of their values gratitude, because those of you who practice gratitude regularly know that the more grateful we are, the more abundant we are. And I feel that CCL is incredibly abundant, and I want to start off by thanking the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and all the other funders who may be in the audience, including all of you who may have contributed financially to make sure that CCL is thriving. Not to mention the fact that Marshall Saunders had the vision. He also put forward the funding. He had the wisdom and the insight to choose Mark Reynolds as the executive director. And Mark had the good foresight to hire, I think, one of the most incredible teams that I ever have had the opportunity to work with. So. And I hope somebody here is going to keep me on time, because I don't want to keep looking at my little clock here. But I have so much to say and so little time. And I know that many of you, when it comes to climate, there we go, thank you, have been tremendously frustrated with what is going on. And imagine how I feel. I've been at this for 25 years in the policy sector. And later on today, you'll meet Ted Halstead. He worked for me, by the way. You may also know the Environmental Integrity Project, which was another employee of mine while I was in Congress, and he was the one who's gone off and killed most of the coal plants in Texas and around the country. So his narrow focus is to wipe out coal plants. And then some of you from California may be familiar with AB 32. Another staff person of mine worked with George Shultz and helped run the California campaign, Wes Warren. So my team is all over the place, and we're still going strong, and we do not stop until we win. And this, though it is not usually my style and you don't want to hear it, I do feel that it is my responsibility to share with you a little wake-up call. When the new Congress first came forward, was elected, sworn in, etc., one of the first actions they started to take was to eliminate the Ethics Committee. I was watching the evening news. I heard that. I jumped up off the sofa and I thought, How dare you? This is a bad sign I have to pay attention to. Changing the rules is part of the modus operandi now in Congress. And so if you have the opportunity, pay attention to these sorts of things, because it is by making some of these slick moves that unfortunately our democratic institutions are being dismantled. Now that is not too extreme of a statement. Recently I was asked to join another board, which is only a group of lawyers. It's called the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. And you may have seen one or another of the principals. It's a bipartisan group. The Republican worked under George Bush Jr. as his ethics advisor, and the Democrat is a former ambassador to the Czech Republic. Two wonderful men I'll be meeting with tomorrow. And there is so much conflict of interest. There is so much campaign finance action that it is incumbent upon us to pay close attention. And one of the other organizations that I'm working with are former members of Congress, also bipartisan. And what we are focused on is campaign finance reform, because 2018 is going to be incredibly important to CCL. This is the time now to pay attention in your local communities. Who is running for Congress? Who is running for governor? What are we going to do? So, those are other opportunities for you to be very, very vigilant, because for me, I'm not sleeping much. We've got a lot of work to do. So that's kind of the bad news that we need to be attentive to. But let me also mention all the good news. And you're going to be hearing more from our Children's Trust. So I don't want to blow that away, but there's good news there, everybody. And I had been asked if I knew of any action before my legislation in the 80s that had called on the government to take action on climate change. And I was talking to Marshall Saunders, and he said, I think I have something. So thanks to him, we found a letter that went to President Johnson talking about climate change. So we have been putting together different pieces and helping however we can. So as we know, there is nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And our time has definitely come. If you look around the country, you look around the world, you can see, believe it or not, Iowa, some people from Iowa here, you are on your way to 89% wind energy. One sole source. I only have 10 minutes left, so I'm quickly going to tell you that Michael Bloomberg, after the U.S. pulled out of the climate accord, he said, don't worry about the $15 million that the U.S. government owes the United Nations to help developing countries help themselves. Michael Bloomberg will pay for it. Thank God. More good news. The Colorado Public Utility, which is the largest utility in Colorado, is now required by the Public Utilities Commission to calculate the social cost of new energy. All right, we're moving. Here's another good one. If you've been paying attention to the coal countries and all this, it's so fascinating, and the media is paying attention to this. Many of the coal state politicians are saying, oh, we're going to bring back coal, we're going to create jobs, blah, blah, blah. Well, Dominion Power, Appalachian Power in Virginia and Kentucky, they're all saying, how do we do solar now? And can we do some wind on those mountaintops that we knocked off? Well, and the other good thing, the corporate world, as you know, is already stepping up. And it was so exciting to me because Microsoft said to Wyoming governor, Okay, you have mostly all coal here, but we have our data center in Wyoming. We want 100% wind. So there's a lot of good news around the country, and I want all of you to continue to push for the good news. I mean, a friend of mine was working to get more residences to purchase blocks of wind power. And one morning I woke up and I thought, wait a second, we could do this really quickly. So I called a few friends, another 6 degrees of separation. And I said, who do you know at Lockheed Martin, the largest energy user in Colorado? So I got together with this guy from Lockheed Martin, and we went in to see Xcel Energy. And Lockheed Martin said, we would like 100% wind power. And so Xcel Energy just gulped, and you know they're not going to provide it yet. But the bottom line is, as was mentioned to you yesterday in the plenary, think about who you know. 6 degrees of separation. You can leverage some of these things, and sometimes all it requires is a phone call. So let me share with you, how are we gonna win this thing? Quantity and quality. Quantity. I went to one of our CCL meetings, and I quietly asked the question, before the next meeting, what's the goal for new members? And they said, oh, we've just gotten a whole lot of new members. Did that answer my question? If all of you aren't setting targets between each meeting for increasing your numbers, if just every individual pledges to bring in one new member to the next meeting, think how we can grow nationwide. Numbers are what it's all about in campaigns. And this is one of the most important campaigns that's being waged on this planet. So it's incumbent that we have more than 1,300 people. I hope I'm invited back again to speak to 6,000 people. So let's work on that. In addition to that, it's quality of people. We need to grow the communities, all those communities that are part of CCL, those numbers need to increase too. And as we know, we also have to target geography. We need to penetrate the South. So you may live in Colorado, but you may have a son who lives in Tennessee. Get him involved. So think about who you know. We also need to include many, many more minorities. What are we doing here? We need some black, some brown, some yellow faces. And let us not forget the military. We need some uniforms, people's spokespersons in uniforms, and some more evangelicals. So those are some of our target groups when we talk about who is the Congress really going to listen to, in addition to our huge numbers of people in general. They will pay attention to some of those evangelicals, the military, minorities, et cetera, et cetera. So we have appreciated huge growth, and I must tell you that the reason that I joined the board, there were a couple of reasons. One of the reasons was because this is a great, great grassroots organization. And I founded two nonprofits myself, so I know what I'm talking about. I've seen them all, you know, and this is one of the best I've ever seen. In addition to that, the focus is on training. You're just not going out there babbling. You're learning the rap. You're getting the information down. And there is nothing better. Knowledge is power. And now you know how to communicate the process and the content. And in addition to that, one of the most valuable assets of CCL, I believe, are the values that are emphasized. They're in the front of the program, and I was so happy to see those. But it refers to nonpartisan. We are Democrats and we are Republicans. Frankly, I am so sick of those terms and so sick of conservative and liberal and this and that. Let's quit dividing ourselves. We are Americans and citizens of the planet. Thank you. Thank you. So let's remember, you know all the values, I'm not going to list them, I'm almost out of time, but you know, it all starts with us. It's remember the vision of the pebble in the pond. One person can make an enormous difference. And you know, people say to me, oh my God, you accomplish more in one day than I do in a month. Well, I'll tell you why. Because when I was 25 years old, I was told I had a 50-50 chance of living. And at age 25, I thought, oh, wow, I'm just ready to get started. And that made me look at my purpose. Why am I on this earth? Fortunately, my parents taught me that we are all here for a reason. We all have a purpose. Well, guess what? All of you who just happened to show up here today share my purpose of leaving this planet better than we found it. And CCL is one of the best vehicles. And some of you have said to me, okay, we got our member of Congress to sign the resolution. We got our member of Congress to join the Climate Solutions Caucus. You know, we've done everything. We're growing our membership. We're reaching out. What else can we do? Plenty. There is so much more you could be doing. If you've gotten all that done, we don't have a chapter in every congressional district. That has to be a really, really high priority. So let's go for it, folks. You don't have to live in that district. You know people in that district. Light a fire under them and get them rolling. But the other thing that you can keep in mind is I want to see how many hands here have insulated their homes. Okay, everybody knows the Energy Star program, the one thing that, you know, yes, I hope you only buy things that are super energy efficient. It was no easy task to get that legislation through, to tell you the truth. And there's no question in my mind that many of those who have already done energy efficiency have already either purchased wind or invested in solar. So how many of you are doing renewable energy too? Look at these folks, look at this. Well, and let's not forget our bicycles. Great way to do transport. Let's not forget mass transit and pushing your communities to do more with mass transit or to buy your electric car, or even better yet, win an electric car by buying, yes, buy one of the raffle tickets so that you can help Massachusetts and help the planet. And finally, some of you may not be aware, but there is a substantial amount of gray hair in this audience, so I'm hoping that some of you have investments. And so those of you who are invested in the stock market, let me suggest to you that if you want to do something extra, go to Divest Invest, and it will give you the opportunity to scan your portfolio to see, am I really helping to support the fossil fuel industry or gas pipelines? I mean, I serve on another environmental board, and one day I said, okay, where's our money invested? And they said, oh, with so-and-so. And I said, but where? So finally, I was able to help shift several hundred thousand dollars, so wanted that notch in my belt. But each of you can do the same. You're part of different organizations. Ask about it and take care of your own finances. And last but not least, make a donation to CCL. Why not? You see these people are working their tails off around the clock for us to be successful. They deserve and warrant our support. So in closing, I would really be thrilled that tonight, before you go to sleep, you're gonna get so much more information today. But before you go to sleep, and you are being grateful for all that you have learned during the day, take a moment to think, is this my purpose? I mean, I'll tell you now, it is. So, and think about, what can I do tomorrow? What can I do the next day? And what really fills me up and gives me energy to keep on going is knowing that all of you are right beside me, pushing and pushing and pushing. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your great hard work. Much success.